What show could you easily watch for 24 hours straight? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hello. So I'm asking because Magellan TV, which is a streaming service, is ready and willing to pay three lucky people $100 an hour to watch true crime for 24 hours straight.
Okay.
So you, if you apply and are accepted, they will pay you $2,400 to sit down on your booty and watch 24 hours of true crime television. And I thought, yes, I could do that. I would probably need an emergency therapy session immediately following
that. And a toilet right in front of the TV.
That too. But I thought, well, I bet that there's other things. Like, I would watch true crime for 24 hours, but there's, like, actual shows I would actually watch.
Actual shows? Like what?
For me, it's so easy. It would be Hometown on HGTV.
Yeah, like the HGTV shows are good.
I love that show.
Yes. Why do you love it?
Because mostly because I love Aaron and Ben Napier, and also
why do you
I love them. Jeez, because they're great.
No, I'm asking a question. It's called a conversation.
they I think they're funny. I think they're adorable, and I also am obsessed with Laurel, Mississippi, where they redo their homes because it's like this cute little tiny hometown that's all run down, and they're rehabbing it basically. Home by home, and I just love it. I love the whole concept of it.
So you could watch that for 24 hours.
Right. For sure. 651-641-1071. What TV show could you easily watch for 24 hours? Let's get to the phones first.
Let's do it.
Bradley, I want to hear your
answer. Are you okay?
Just got a little choked up.
I know. It's a rough topic.
My gosh, stop. Who do we have on the line, Holly?
Matt.
Hi, Matt. Matt, what show could you watch for 24 hours straight?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
It was, for me, it's hands down, and I could even watch it. It could be the only show I watch till the end of time, till the day I die. It would be The Office.
Oh, I love it.
Just over and over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
How many times have you seen it?
Okay, like, do you want me to give you the truth or lie about it?
No, the truth. Abby.
I've honestly probably gone through it at least 75 to 100 times, start to finish.
Oh, my word. That is remarkable.
To the point now where me and my online buddies will randomly, just me and him, will throw a random quote out, and we know exactly the episode, and we can basically do the rest of the show from there.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love it. So that's very similar to Bradley and the Golden Girls. Thank you very much for your call.
I was
going to
say, like, 100 times? What's that? No, it's a lot. And I can't even begin to count how many times I've watched the same Golden Girls episode.
And over, know them all by heart.
And over and over. It's a disease.
Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Sumaya.
Hi, Sumaya.
Hi, Sumaya.
Sumaya, what would be the show you could watch easily for 24 hours straight? Hi, Sumaya.
Oh, hi. Easily, hands down, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh,
really?
My word, are you serious?
I'll wake up to it. I'll fall asleep to it all day.
So
noise, everything.
So what's the thing that for you, because, you know, like, we poke fun at it constantly because we are not obsessed with it, but I want to know, because I've not spent a lot of time watching episode after episode, what's the thing, do you think, about the show that keeps you, like, coming back over and over again?
The family is just funny. Like, they're just funny, regardless if it's made up or not. Like, they just do the dumbest things. Mm. And I love it. I live for it.
Oh, my gosh, Sumaya. Thank you so much for calling. And thank you for calling.
Wow, she's a brave soul.
At such an appropriate time. Yes, that was brave.
I get it. Like, I want to honor that for her, because there are things that, you know, we love that other people are like, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
So I totally, totally get it.
Something for everybody. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. Tyler, if you had to watch one show for 24 hours straight, what show could you easily watch?
You said Tyler, right?
Yes.
Oh, hey. Hands down, Star Trek. The original series, Next Generation, Voyager. Mm. Maybe not Deep Space Nine. Mm-hmm. Didn't really get into, but Star Trek, everyone is... a life lesson, and they're just to be, you don't have to be a nerd to to appreciate them. So yes. Yeah, Star Trek.
Yes, I am there. Now, if I asked you if you could only sit with one series, which one of the Star Trek series would you like commit to watching over and over again?
You know, that's tough. Honestly, I'm 31, so I have a toss-up. I didn't get super into the original series,
yeah.
So Voyager. I actually love Janeway as a captain.
Yes.
But Captain Picard reminds me so much of my late grandpa, and so I think I'd go with Next Generation.
All right.
I love that, Tyler. Thank you for your call. Bradley perked right up.
No, because I'm like thinking myself, like it would be a toss-up between Voyager and Next Generation. I would go to with Next Generation just because I think it's a deeper catalog. And I think that they really grew a lot in that series. And, you know, each episode really gives you like a moral question to have to solve. So, yeah, I'm there.
Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Maria.
Hi, Maria. Maria, what if you could watch a show, if you had to watch a show for 24 hours straight, what would that TV show be? And you could do it so easily. Hi, Maria.
Oh, Maria? Yeah. Hi. Golden Girls or The Office, for sure. And I do.
I think that you have somebody here on this show who would agree with
Who's
one
that?
Of those.
You. Oh, duh. Do you? Can I ask you a question about the Golden Girls? Do you have a favorite season? Or, like, you know, are you a fan of, like, the earlier episodes, later episodes? Do you think on those terms at all?
Oh, God, I could get real into this.
Let's do it.
Okay, so my hands-down favorite episode is the one in season 7 with the hurricane a-coming.
Oh, my God, I just watched that the other night.
Like
and she goes,
that scene is the greatest thing.
She's like,
ever.
Stop making fun of me. I'm not making fun of you. I'm mocking you.
Oh, my gosh.
This is fun for no one but us right now.
I'm loving it, though. I'm glad that the two of you have found this glee. Thank you for your call. I don't even know what you guys just said.
Well, obviously, because you're not obsessively watching the Golden Girls over and over again.
I like the Golden Girls, but not obsessively. Yeah. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Noelle.
Hello, Noelle.
Hi, Noelle,
if you had to watch a TV show for 24 hours straight, which show would be easy to do that with?
The Amazing Race.
Is there a season that you like more than another season, or just in general you love the show?
You know, I just love the show. I have opinions about every season. I've seen every season, and many of them more than once.
What's the thing about the show? Do you like? Do you put yourself in the show? Like, is that the appeal? Because I think that's why
it's all about what would we do?
Yeah.
Who would my partner be? Who would do that roadblock? We would crush on this detour.
Mm-hmm.
And God, they're making such stupid choices on plane tickets. I mean, yes, no.
Like, how could anybody be so stupid? I would do it so much better. Yeah.
And I want to go to those places.
Right? I know.
It's like living vicarious.
Have you ever wanted to try out?
Yes and no, but not, you know, no. You know, children and
I know. Life gets in the way.
You know, as much as we love them, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it makes it hard to be on reality shows, that's for sure. Thank you for your call. Bradley, remember you and I both, we used to watch The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
We used to talk about trying out for it.
Absolutely.
I think that would be, we would be an interesting team.
I'm too old
show.
For that now, I think. Like, I like to be in, you know, like, non-stressful experiences.
You know, I think that's part of it, is like, at
and
one
a
point,
comfortable bed.
You and I both would just give up and be like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Go for it, Holly. You and Chip.
Yeah. Or another person of
or
your choosing.
Another person.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is the secret of that game, though, right? Like, you have to have the right person with you. Like, Jamie and I don't know. It's hard. It's a complicated chemistry that you have to figure out in order to be successful at that game.
I do the Amazing Race with my partner. If the Amazing Race was a show on how long someone could sit
oh,
in a chair at the beach, then we could do it.
Yeah.
Then we could do it.
I would compete on that show.
Yeah,
although I wouldn't make it long. Let's be real.
What series is that going to be? Like, beach sitters.
The amazing beach sit.
Careful.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to go to Canada in our mouths after this.
Yes!
It's cheat day on My Talk 107.1.